With over 20 million tattoos, Britain is the most tattooed nation in Europe.
So you've definitely got to get a drunken tattoo. I mean, I've got one on both half cheeks, I've got one on my toes.
With more tattoo studios on our high streets than ever before, more inches of our skin are getting covered in ink.
Once you've had one, there's only about 1% never come back.
Some of it good.
You're going to cry.
Some of it not so good.
It is really racist.
But when you can be branded for life in just a few minutes, there will be tattoo regrets.
I'm a little bit drunk, so hopefully it won't be too bad.
Over love, addiction, drunken mistakes.
You can more of a scar than a tattoo.
And obsession. The freedom of your first ever holiday with your mates, where everyone's up for it and anything goes. Cheap booze, dirty dancing, and that all-important independence, away from mum and dad's. But what the teenagers don't know is that the parents are coming too, secretly watching, sneakily spying, and outrageously hiding. Will the parents like what they see? As the teenagers get the shock of their life. In 11 days' time, Europe's biggest festival of football kicks off. But just how safe will some fans be? European football's governing body says it has a zero tolerance of racism. Our undercover team spent a month in Poland and the Ukraine, and tonight we show the matches where black players and fans are routinely abused, the terraces where fans give fascist salutes, and the ground where supporters are beaten for the colour of their skin. The families of two black England players have already said they won't go, and a former captain condemns UEFA's choice of host nations.